show, you big thinkers, you.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Crazy, crazy Tuesday down here in Southwest Florida, in Northeast Florida, and in Leesburg, Virginia. You've got the three principals here today with you. All here, all on deck. Rob Spiewak, Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara, and the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. And welcome, welcome. I always like to, when I can, when I'm thinking clearly, bring you a little something fun. This is based on an experience I had yesterday when I was at that crazy pet store that Rob likes to talk about, the one where all the animals are howling. I walked in and opened the door to get my pet snake, Jake, a rat, a live rat for dinner.
A large one. A big one.
Medium.
Okay.
And as I walked in, apparently all hell had broken loose in the pet store.
No, and that's, you know what, when it's at stasis, it's still a very hectic environment. That
it was
store.
scream. Right before I left, I said, "What is the deal?" It was going crazy, and this was the funniest line I've ever gotten in that store. The very nice young lady behind the counter said to me, "It's the new cockatoo." And as I say, I got to go over and take a look at him. And so as I walk over there, she says in the background, "He's evil."
And now,
the cockatoo was going crazy. Yes.
Was the craziness animals or people excited for the cockatoo?
It was the animals. It was the combination primarily of the cockatoo or cockatiel. I always get those two confused.
Right.
Making the puppies go bat s. So you had brat. Now, yeah.
Mike, I don't often do this, but could you describe the cockatoo as Hollywood great Robert Blake?
It had those evil eyes as soon as I walked up to it, brother. It had these evil eyes just looking at me, and I knew down on my bones that it was evil, and that's the bird I like so bad.
I know,
normally.
I know. Did you ever take it to that Italian restaurant with the breadsticks?
Oh, yeah, right before I killed it in the parking lot with a handgun.
Was it Vitello's?
Vitello's, that restaurant we like so bad. Yeah, what's in your brain?
Here right. It is. I think okay. that, and then, because now we're being watched at all times,
sure.
And anything, any experience, even if we don't share it, and I hadn't shared it with anybody, this pops up on my feed under the basically the heading, "Cockatoos are evil." Take a look at this video. This is great. I really enjoy this.
Okay, birds. I've told you about birds, Mike.
Here's the cockatoo.
It's walking
coming
into
the dog sleeping.
Mike,
can you roll that one more time?
I've told you for years, birds are evil.
Yeah, that bird needs to be in a cage.
Yeah,
this is beautiful, though. I love this. There it is. It's making its way in, feathers up.
Now, when their feathers are up, does that mean they're like on the warpath? Is that indicating anything?
I don't know. I'm not a bird expert. I have no idea. I don't know what the hell's going on with birds. It looks like I know that when it's like at rest on its perch, when I see them in the pet store, they're not like that with the full plume.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously he was there. It really, you know, who? And by the way, I know could be completely manufactured, could be fake.
Yeah,
I like to think that. That bird also does that when the owner is sleeping on the couch.
Yeah. And another thing I enjoy, as well as cockatoos exciting dogs or scaring dogs, there is nothing. I don't know how I missed this last season. There is nothing like a good baseball brawl. Take a look at this ball.
Oh, okay.
This is amazing. This is beautiful.
You're not winning this one.
I love the kid throwing his glove off like the pitcher who's going to get into a fight. Did you get all that, Rob, or do you want another replay?
I would like to see it one more time because I didn't realize that it was a kid at first. The kid is pitching to his dad.
A wiffle ball to the dad and hitting him.
He drops the bat, looks at the pitcher.
Right. That's great.
You're not
one.
Oh, God.
Kids.
Yeah. I love kids.
And do you have the second part where the father killed the child?
No, stop. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? That's and not
nothing
funny.
That is not funny. Josh, why do you write these jokes?
Yes. Mike, I am very distracted while we're going through these videos because you, with the glasses and that white pullover, you look like a doctor. So it looks like
that.
I'm on a teledoc call right
hanging,
now.
It's very chilly down here. I dropped my kid.
How cold is it?
I took him all the way to school, and that's the big difference. It's 5 minutes to the bus. It's a flat hour to take him to school. And,
was this because he was a bit pissy yesterday about having to ride the bus?
He was pissy today. He was pissy today.
With chauffeur princess service
chauffeur,
to the school?
The prince was, the king was chauffeured today and snarky all the way down to school. At the very end, the guilt starts taking effect, much like me. And he says, "Are you okay?" I said, "No, I'm not okay." I said, you've been a little shit on the way down to school. Come on now. And then it was fine. We gave you love you, wave, you know, that type of thing.
Is it the cold weather? These Florida boys cannot handle a little chill.
Look, I can't handle a little chill. I'm going out today to play my favorite sport,
You bought an entire home to stay away from 30-degree temperatures.
I did, and I have to go out because you have to if you commit.
Right.
And that's by the way, that's getting old, too. You know, these old farts that you know, think it's the greatest crime of the century because they have nothing else to live for if you don't show up for time.
Can they handle the cold, or do you think they will need an unfortunate demise?
No, what it is much. Macho man.
Oh, okay. It's like,
you know, there'll be guys out there with shorts today. I know how the drill works. Yeah. Oh, you tough guy. Yeah. I never wear pants.
I just need to keep my trunk warm.
You know, I'd rather stay inside and have a spoon fight. That's what I would rather do today.
A spoon fight?
Have you ever had a spoon fight?
I've never had a spoon
fight. Try this with your wife this weekend. Give this a shot. Watch
all
this.
Right.
This is fun.
They're each holding spoons in their mouth. Oh!
And then I have a question after.
Okay. So, for those of us...
No, don't explain it. Hold on. Just watch it, and you can give your audio listeners suck their bums or something. There we go.
So they have spoons in their mouths, and they're taking turns hitting each other
you know
in the head.
You know what? Stop it.
All right.
Sometimes I just like watch the video if you get a chance. All right. The video. All right. There. That's what it is. I mean, it's time to be a little tougher with our
love. I apologize if you're blind.
No, it's a guy. It's a guy.
And
with
I'd like to apologize if you're deaf.
No, you know, I mean, come on. Why don't we just try to figure out how we boost video sales? You know,
I understand.
That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to have more people watch the show at, what's the new thing we have? The new wonderful
YouTube?
Thing that you work to get to? No.
Supercast.
Supercast, but that's for the bonus show.
You're the one that got, for the bonus show.
That's for the bonus show.
All right, was there a problem with YouTube yesterday?
Yes, but it, they appear to
have
fixed
it. What was the problem with YouTube yesterday?
It was down from like 8 to 8:30. You know, but we handled it. We directed people to Facebook. We weren't down. YouTube was down.
Yeah.
We couldn't handle that.
All right. So they got
and
it on
we have
Facebook.
Several spigots and what we did, to enjoy the show. Yeah.
And the way we fixed it is we rebroadcast the show on YouTube at 10 a.m.
Okay. All right. So that's
everybody
good.
Got
so
everything.
Got
yeah.
That's
yeah.
good. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know that. So I didn't want to stop the show for it yesterday when the comments were popping on about YouTube. But you know, the people that join us are very nice and watching us as we're doing the show, and we appreciate that. But anyhow, it was a long drive down to.
Did you set eyes on the cockatoo at the place, at the pet kingdom, and
you been here?
But was that a real story or was it just set up for the video?
Yeah.
Because you did not talk about seeing the actual one in the pet store.
I did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I walked over. I said, if you listen carefully, I said, I said, what was it? It's a cockatoo. And I walked over to take a look at it.
And I mean, did it have its plumage up? Did you notice that? I'm curious about
no,
that plumage.
It was, okay. But it was, it stopped squawking, which they do, I find, even loud birds, if you come walk right up to them, they'll get quiet. Mm-hmm. But he did have I think all cockatoos have that kind of dead. They have black eyes, so they
yeah,
they
dead have eyes, doll's
dead,
eyes.
Those dead black eyes. They have, but no, it was. By the way, they've updated that little joint since you've been in there, and it's not nearly what it used to be. It's really been tidied up so that they can justify selling their $10,000 puppies.
Oh my God! How much are the rats, by the way?
Rats are, I drive all the way downtown to get the rats because they're $5.
Okay.
And now, you'll spend $14 on one at a box store. That's the
when you,
way of the world.
The Costco and, rats.
Yes.
when you go from, because when I met your snake, Jake, it was large mouse was the thing he was eating. Mm-hmm. And you've switched to medium rat.
Yes.
Is that sort of a
size.
Lateral? But size. Is it a lateral cost thing? Is a big mouse the same as a medium
not.
Rat?
Probably cheaper for a mouse. But the thing about okay. Jake is he normally will hide in his little hide that he has, or he'll hide underneath the little mat that I have in sure. there for him. And he was, for the last 2 days, agitated, and I could only attribute it to one particular thing. He was in need of food. He was hungry. Now, normally, this is the same snake that I said can go a month without eating. Well, I fed him like a week and a half ago, and he was ready today. And this is the first time I've ever brought the little rat box up to the window of the terrarium, and he was like
oh, my
this.
God, really?
So much so that when I let the rat out in the terrarium, I had to go to the other side of the enclosure because he'll tag me sometimes if he's trying to get at the rat because that's how hungry he was. And
I would
without
toss
any
the rat in. I would toss the rat in from across the room.
Me too.
I was very careful getting it out there, but I thought he was going to come out of the terrarium. I thought he was going to tag me, and then I finally let the rat go.
Any of the agitation has to do with cold weather?
No, because I fed him in all sorts of weather, so I don't know. And the garage is not really cold.
Right.
It's not as cold as it is outside. But man, and yesterday wasn't cold. It got cold in the evening down here where the front came through. But the snake now is, I think, making a little change where food is more and more required. And of course, it'll lead all the way up until the time that he kills us.
Well, yeah, I mean, he'll just get bigger and bigger. Do you think how long before he gets to the size where he could eat a cockatoo? Because that would be something I'd want to see.
And maybe
the one that you saw in the video, he probably needs another year or two.
Yeah, because that's pretty big. Yeah, yep.
But see, maybe that's the problem, is he's ready for something bigger, and the medium rat just isn't filling him up anymore.
Yeah, like a kitten might be right.
You know, I don't know.
Do they sell kittens?
You know, that's horrible.
That
that's
is.
Horrible. I would never do that.
No, because you love cats.
I do. Actually, I'd like to get a Maine Coon cat. I talked about that on the show.
But a standard American domestic short hair, that's not your scene.
So yesterday, I ranted and I raved at the beginning of the show, and the boys were asking me if I got any fallout. I did not personally notice any real fallout, but then again, I don't go to the sources that Josh gets or Rob gets sometimes, although I don't know if Rob gets them. I don't know whether you even engage
sometimes
with people.
Yeah. If they email like support or something, I think Rob and I both get it.
We get the copies, yeah.
The bottom line was that we got hate from both the left and the right.
Yep.
That Josh's people were yelling at him for not speaking up more.
Yes.
You know, I guess, you know, then I, of course, was getting the heat from picking on people that have been around a long time. And then Rob made a point that certain people have been trouble for a long time.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's funny that you would get accused of being too much to the left and Josh would be too much to the right. I got a complaint that is it okay to be too much in the middle? So no one's happy about anything.
Well,
no one's
happy right now.
We all learned our lesson. We should have talked about it last week.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Josh
why
is alluding to the point that we were given crap for not mentioning the second shooting, the second murder in Minneapolis.
We're going to make an effort.
Hold on, Rob. Let me clarify. When we had not taped the show when that happened, that all of our shows were in the can, as they'd say, before that incident happened. And that was, you know, and it also was just taking a thread that was not designed for anything other than being a show promoter and having to, you know, bitch about the fact that I allow other people to speak on this show. I think I make my points very clear. And then there was a little blowback from, you know, people who wanted out. That's happened to us forever.
Yeah.
It happens. There are people that, you know, get something that's snarky. And when you do a show like this, I've learned over 30 plus years that the nature of the beast is you're going to talk every single day, and eventually someone's going to get rubbed the wrong way.
Exactly.
And the problem with the Book of Faces is that when people take a dump, they want other people to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so inane. It really is. I think that we're all guilty of it. We've all done it. And I, myself included. And so that's what it is. It's me, me, me. Look at me. Here's what I don't like. Here's what I'm doing. And, you know, fortunately, I've got the opportunity to do that on this show.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, I get the feedback usually after the fact when I've said something that might rub people the wrong way. And so my point yesterday was that really, if you're questioning my show because I let somebody else, you know, have their two cents, that, you know, tough tease, and there's a time and a place, and send me a personal message on it. But my credentials, I stand by my credentials. I think that, you know, what I don't do and what we don't do is a dedicated show to that subject matter. There's
right.
plenty of that going around. There's plenty of that going around. And I think that being silly and light and stupid has shown us, especially in the recent incarnation of the show, that that's what we do best and that's what we do the most of. Do we do it exclusively? No. But do we do it most of the time? Yeah. That's what
and,
we do.
And you are, Mike, you told me last night when you phoned me, you're going to try harder to cover events in the news that haven't happened yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to use my powers of telepathy.
Please work
on that. The best way, and the best way for the listener to tell us is to go buy the shirts of that is your side.
Exactly. So
if you like Mike, you buy Mike's shirt or
all
my shirt. If you're in the middle, grab
Mike's,
Rob's
Mike's
shirt.
Right. Yeah. Yes. If you're in the middle and you like old movies and nostalgia, buy a Rob shirt. If you are a right wing Trump guy,
all Nazis, come on
all
over.
All the fascists. You know, now we haven't made any adjustments to the shirts. They are the way they are. Although, Josh, maybe there's time to, you know, get a picture of that Nazi they just fired in Minnesota, the guy that they got rid of, the little guy. Did you see that guy, Rob?
Yeah,
what's his name? Bonvino? There are a lot of
but
these Bonvino people in the administration.
Nice,
he does not seem like the greatest guy. Apparently, they haven't fired him. It goes back and forth.
Is he little? Is he a little guy?
He looks like he has one of those, like, short
He does seem like he's little. And I swear to God, I saw him walking in with the overcoat, like, over his shoulders. It's like he went to a Nazi website to cultivate that look. Can we get a picture of him?
Yeah,
does he remind you of the Nazi with the burned hand in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Oh, 100%. He looked, but he wears the same thing the Jersey State Troopers have, that belt that goes across the chest that the Nazis used to have.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, American uniforms have that too. I know this, but it really had that, especially when he was walking into Minnesota.
That,
you know?
I think that Adolf Hitler had a lot of things going on in his mind, but one of the things was he liked a snappy dresser, and their uniforms were quite quite precise in their design, I believe.
Now this guy was, I guess, the chief enforcement officer that was sent to Minnesota.
He was
to
some type
round
of border guy.
Illegal. He's a border guy. And there's the outfit. Where'd it go? Okay, there he is. Look at that outfit.
Does he
look
shop
at, the
at Nazi
he's got
surplus?
He's got the Third Reich coat, and he's got the black outfit on. What the hell? And he's got the haircut from the era.
All I can think of is him going into a bar and saying, "V, I'm not thirsty."
Do we know his name? Because I want to make sure I get his name.
Gregory Bonvino.
Bonvino. And you're saying he hasn't been fired?
I don't know. Reading yesterday he was fired. Then I was reading Trump stepped in and saved him. So I don't know.
Mike, his name means good wine.
Wonder if he runs Border Town.
He does.
Who runs Border Town?
Yeah. That's what he... right now, the Independent is saying that he was sent home. You're an hour fire. Ago. And he should be. He cannot be the face of ice.
Is there any guy that looks like he wants to? And what is it with these little guys that are in law enforcement? We got one down here, Sheriff Carmine Marcino, who is like...
He's a good guy.
See if you can find a picture of Carmine Marcino. Take a look at this dude. Now, here's this dude, and this is our county sheriff.
Okay.
So I am basically S-ing where I eat right now by telling you about this guy.
What was the last name?
Guy, Marcino. And this dude is, there are tons of stories about this guy with corruption or driving a Lamborghini somewhere and speeding when he shouldn't be. And then you hear stuff where he really didn't have the same kind of law enforcement background that other people had, that he came from really a gym and he's a little guy.
Whoa, no, he came from a gym?
No, he has put his name on it. He has put his name on everything.
He has got a short trunk, doesn't he?
And see where they dress. See, look at the bars, the stars, where they, you know, they don't look like a police chief. They look like a five-star general.
Hello, Mr. O'Mara. Sadly, your fire has grown cold.
And it's just, this guy's name is on every police car. Lee County Sheriff, not Lee County Sheriff, Lee County Sheriff, Sheriff Carmine Marcino.
I said, that's wild. That's like they're marketing him. I mean, it's not like a law enforcement thing. It's like a campaign.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, be careful. I think you have to be, we are living in an age now where the type of people that get elevated in law enforcement can be some scary dudes. What are we looking at?
Do people down there love him? Because this is what the police department's putting out on our social media.
Yeah, there you go. Enjoy. He puts pictures of felons up. Enjoy your stay at the Marcino Motel.
Mike, that means jail.
With him pointing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm quite sure that these might not. They do a lot of pictures of mugshots before people have gone to trial.
Okay.
So that's up there. And believe me, in this county, you can throw a rock and hit a felon very, very easily. It can be.
They like the warm weather.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of
sheriffs. Didn't they set that up at the Florida State Fair last year? Throw a rock at a felon?
Hit a felon. A lot of the sheriffs in this state, there's that guy, Grady Judd.
Yeah,
that's up in Polk County. They like to, do the tough talk out there. They think it's part of their deal, you know, because the Grady Judd will say, and if you are going to take out a weapon with our officers, we are going to fill you with holes, and we're going to shoot you graveyard dead.
Now,
that's what he says, graveyard dead. That's
the position of sheriff, that's elected, right?
Yes, it is.
So
yes.
They have to be sort of showy.
I suppose you're right. No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And that's not the word he would use. He's too tough for that. He wouldn't be. Here's your new political consultant, Rob Spiewak. I think you have to be more showy.
That's right. If you want to do that Grinch ad, it better be fabulous.
Thank you, Karen.
That's the reason for the name on everything, because that's the part of when you go to vote, that's when you get down to the names where you're like, I don't know these people. I recognize that name.
I saw him on the truck. I saw him on my truck.
Yeah.
But here it is. I am concerned that we have these individuals who are in law enforcement that appear that on this show, when someone gets blocked or we end our relationship with a particular listener who's been there a long time, that could be described as petty.
Yeah.
But well, I'm not in law.
You are the shortest of us.
That's true. That's true. I am the shortest man. That's right.
And you're wearing all your medals today.
And I have been described. You see the stars? I have been described as petty, but petty doesn't matter when you're doing a podcast.
That's true.
It really does matter when you're doing heading up a police department.
I just saw on The Independent, O'Mara declares podcaster not elected official. That's what it is right there.
That's it. So, look, if they're getting rid of guys that are, you know, wannabe tough guys, and let's be honest. Let's cut through the... All right, I'm gonna do it again. Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, do it again.
Get ready,
but
America.
But they're bringing Homan in, who's also kind of that... tough guy.
He's another
guy. I'm tougher than you.
Tougher than you. So that's what's going to happen with that. We'll have to wait and see. But I want to be really, really careful here because I have many, many, many friends who are on the job. Yes. I've always enjoyed their company. I've always found them fascinating. And I will request some assistance from Mr. Spiewak here.
Yes, of course.
Because you know the cops. You've hobnobbed with the cops that I've known.
Mm-hmm. You've always gotten along with them better than I, but we have hobnobbed, yes.
But this is important to mention because I think that there are different types of law enforcement officers.
I agree.
There are what I like to call saints who get in it for the absolute noblest of reasons and really want to, you know, follow in the footsteps of sometimes family members and want to do that. And the thing about it is there are others who I don't think I'm overstretching when I say might like the drama of the job, might like being in the center of the S, as it were.
There are people, maybe even people in my family, maybe even people that I'm married to, that thrive on chaos. They love it, and they're drawn to it.
And it's drama. And then the third category would be the drama, where if it's not what's going on and the issues of the day, it can be like being around the business of show in some way.
Yep.
That's why the shows like Cops.
Yep.
They are willing participants. They like having a camera with them when they're riding along. They like that. It's normal. And it's the normal human condition, right?
And also with the rise of social media, we see more and more sheriffs and heads of police departments with their own little Facebook shows and stuff like that.
And then there's the other category.
Third category.
Is dangerous.
Which
and
is
that
what?
Category. Well, that category is guys that probably, got picked on a little bit when they were smaller.
Looking for revenge.
Or they are guys that really have something to prove, that have a chip on their shoulder.
Well, it's that's gym dangerous. Teacher or cop.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And Rob, the weird thing is...
Are you afraid? You're very quiet right
now.
No, I
just
would say... Are you worried about somebody kicking your door in or
something?
No,
I love the fact that Josh brought that up. I've never met a gym teacher I liked, but I've liked a couple cops.
Gym teacher? Oh, no, my God. Ones at my kid's school are the most marvelous people in the world. They're great. They're fantastic. There's this Canadian lady who's and then there's like his coaches are all gym teachers.
I'd like them to meet Mr. Wood at Longfellow Intermediate, who was an absolute dick.
Is that because you were kind of a soft boy?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think that should have been required.
I don't think you can use that term anymore.
A soft boy?
I don't know. It sounds bad.
I don't know.
It does,
as I get older, it's more and more true.
Soft boy.
Soft boy.
Because, Rob, were you not, like, you hated anything to do with gym? Is that what it was?
I did. I hated it.
Do you have any anecdotes you could share about Mr. Wood and him picking on you to an extent?
I believe one thing it was said is, let's see if we can't get Spiewak picked not last this time.
Oh, he said that out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah.
That's really mean.
Were there any gym activities you enjoyed?
Yeah, health class. we would take a semester and we'd just do classroom stuff. Yeah,
I'll
I like
go
that.
Through the ones that were... Did you have tetherball when you were in school?
Yeah, we did occasionally do tetherball, yeah.
Did you like tetherball?
It was all right.
Did you like kickball?
Kickball was good. Kickball I could do. Yeah, I like that.
Did you play crab soccer?
Yeah, and we also did scooter soccer, where we would get little scooters in the gym, and you'd sit on them, and you'd have to go around. That was sort of fun. Yeah.
Annie Allison, that is so nice of you to say that, and we don't get that all the time in the comments. She writes, I don't normally get involved in a lot of social stuff with the show, but been listening since almost day one and just want to say how much I love you guys. What is Josh putting up?
Josh, just enough time for Josh to bring it up.
I just wanted to bring your lovely sheriff back up, because in October he must have been running for like people to vote for him or everything. So he posted this to say... Sheriff Carmine fights for those who can't fight for themselves.
Is that a dog or a goat?
It's a goat.
It's a goat.
Oh, God.
So like he's trying to show his softer side.
Like the cultivated beard, too.
Yes.
Yeah. And the, you know, it's like he spends a lot of time on what's left of that.
He does.
Hair.
Yeah.
Getting back to Rob's.
You know what I really hated? I hated most the presidential physical fitness tests. I don't even know if they still do those.
I believe that,
Wasn't Arnold the head of that for a while?
For a while, yeah. Right. And that was another great appointment by another president.
Let's get to kinder and get to that with the kids that have to get physically fit. Yeah.
I've never in my life done a pull-up. I can't. My body can't do it. I was horrible at the shuttle run. I hated the long
distance. What's the shuttle run? I don't even know what the
shuttle run was. I think it was 40 yards, and you'd run down, pick up something. In our class, it was an eraser. Come back, put the eraser down, run back, pick up the eraser, and go back. Like
it was also an eraser in my class.
Okay. So it showed
teachers mustn't like that.
Agility. Sit-ups, hated them. My stomach got in the way. the 50-yard dash, Mike, I'm not a speed guy. Okay. So it wasn't for me.
It sounds like Jim was a little more regimented, maybe a little less fun. I know that my kids' gym classes, they play a lot of sports.
Well, he's a thin young athlete. Of course it's
he's
fun
not
for
thin
him.
Young, no. He's got a little baby fat on him. He does.
Jim has changed where it's now basically recess for the kids.
Yeah. That's what gym is, and it gives you a chance to run around and do that. Do you have any other? Because Mr. Wood, I just was wondering if you had any other memories of Mr. Wood.
I also,
to this day, as a man in his mid-50s, still holding that grudge.
Mr. Wood was also very particular about making us take showers, and he was. And you know what? I'm okay with that because the seventh grade is when you have to start showering in the locker room. I don't care about that, but I saw a lot of
or did you?
Wait, but was Mr. Wood also showering?
No, he was not. He was not. But if
did you not like to shower, Rob? Did you not like to take your clothes off in front of the other children?
Mike, I loved it. It was the best part of my day. That was the only part I liked about Jim. I did not like to do it.
So okay. How was he particular about the showers?
What I would do is when I would shower, I would make sure I got my hair wet because that showed I was under the water. But if someone came out and they looked like they didn't really apply themselves to showering, he'd say, "I don't think you showered there, O'Mara. Get back in there." Hey,
but he
Shroka,
didn't say O'Mara, did he?
No, he said...
Spiewak?
Never said Spiewak because I got my hair wet. And I said, how do you think I didn't shower
if
I got my hair wet?
Hold on, hold on.
I'm
talking about getting your hair wet. Like, you didn't go into the shower?
No, I did. But
you keep saying you got your hair wet.
You keep saying like you just stuck your head under the sink.
You've been very honest here. Continue the honesty. What was the issue, Rob? Did you just stick your head under the spigot and then come right out?
No, but I know that there were people that were avoiding getting their hair wet because, you know, then you'd look like, you know, you've got your hair wet. They don't have time to style
but
it or dry.
You mentioned specifically that he had an issue with the showers.
He would make you go back.
Were you the reason people weren't getting in the shower?
Yes, that's exactly right, Josh.
So you would take a full shower after gym, or would you cheat?
I would not. Well, I mean, I wasn't soaping up. I mean, I don't think anyone had soap. You would go in and just sort of rinse down.
Okay.
I always thought that making kids in seventh grade shower was more of an exercise in making them follow directions than it was hygiene. And
I would imagine after you're running around and doing calisthenics and that type of thing, you'd probably get a little stinky.
From the year 1983, from 1983 to 1986, I never broke a sweat, so there was no need for me to take a shower at all.
So did you just not participate in the events?
I did, but it just sucked. It was like every day there was an hour of something I had to do that I was not good at and really saw no opportunity to ever be good at. So it was frustrating. I didn't like it.
I'm surprised you're not a sheriff in Florida County.
Me too. It would be great.
It would be great. But that last category, and let's say the guys that were picked on, not necessarily the guys that were, but really, I get they talk about the little man, the Napoleon complex, you know, where you're.
See, that's the thing. I was never little.
No, you could have been, if you had applied yourself, you could have been. In your sophomore year, let's do one better.
Okay.
In your junior year,
right?
How tall were you?
I was about the same height I am now. I think probably 5'11" or 6".
You'd had your 6'2" now. So you were, you said you're about the same as you were now.
Yeah, I mean, within 2 inches. I mean, it's not like I was a foot shorter.
I think that makes sense. I was probably 2 inches shorter in high school.
So you had a growth spurt already by the time you got to be a sophomore. See, if that, can you imagine a coach getting their hands on Rob?
I was 6 foot tall and 640 pounds.
But you could have been molded into
a football player, yes.
A football lineman easily, with that. Yeah.
But Mike, the rehearsals.
That's true. I get it.
All I wanted was, you don't get love by playing sports. You get love by doing theater.
Sure.
Seeking the approval of others.
But anyway, keep us posted, Josh, as to what the future of that guy holds, whether he's getting a reprieve or they're kicking him out of town and what the, there's a lot going on.
I remember my sophomore weight in high school. It was 190.
Okay.
And at about 5'10 or 5'11, that's still a pretty big guy.
That's huge.
But I would love to be 190 again. Mm-hmm. That would be great.
As we speak, Bovino is on the BBC News channel, and at the bottom it says, is leaving Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, Josh. It's Minneapolis. Yes. Come on.
I'll get it right eventually.
And Bovino, does his name not mean cow?
No, but but Minneapolis is a tiny little sailing village.
Yes,
anyway, we have to do this and come back.
Oh,
and
is it time already?
It's time. It's time. Just like Bruce Buffer says on MMA, it's time. Go ahead. Sue me, Bruce. Sue me. I did your little stupid thing.
That's not the one he worries about.
Well, there are two of them, you know. They're brothers.
Yeah, Bruce, I know.
And,
yes. Mike, the Buffer brothers.
The Buffers. Hey, Nausea, hey, do me a favor. Get Bent.
What?
We're talking about Relief Band, one of our favorite sponsors. The Relief Band is a mechanical device. It's the original anti-nausea wristband. I will be honest with you. The first time this was presented to me as a potential advertiser, I was a bit of a skeptic because I said, how can something that doesn't go in your tummy as a medicine eliminate nausea? I still can't scientifically tell you how it works, but it does. Mm-hmm. This is the original anti-nausea wristband. It's clinically proven. It's drug-free. It's doctor-recommended. It really works. It was created in a hospital, and it stops nausea. By putting this device on your wrist, you can stop nausea from motion sickness, migraines, anxiety, hangovers, morning sickness, chemo, and more. You strap it on, you adjust the intensity to compensate for the nausea, and you feel relief kick in fast with zero side effects. This is an amazing product. It really is. The new Premier Plus Relief Band model goes even further. It's got skin sensing technology. It's got a built-in digital clock. It's got nausea control that's at the next level. It really is. It's an amazing product, and it does work. I have it. I've used it out at sea when I've taken my many, round-the-world sea trips. Relief Band isn't magic. It's science. Hospital-developed, doctor-backed, life-changing. Makes a great belated gift for Josh's birthday. Well, he has one already.
I know, but
he's
know what?
He's got one.
A lot of people celebrate Josh's birthday by giving gifts to others.
And I do have two wrists.
Yes. That's double the nausea fighting power. If you want to cure your nausea problem fast, join the hundreds of thousands of people who are nausea free with Relief Band. Right now, there's an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you will receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping.
Quick question about Josh's birthday.
You fire away. Whatever.
Did you see Carrie's birthday greeting to you on Facebook? And if so, did you understand it?
It was a pirate ship cake.
Yes, but it was a chocolate boat. It's what she was afraid you weren't going to get, the fact that she's finally sent you your chocolate boat that you couldn't buy on our cruise.
Oh, that is so sweet. Chocolate boat.
That was the best chocolate boat she could find. I thought it was very clever, though obscure. Yes. Yeah.
Was it a picture of a chocolate boat, or did she send him a real chocolate boat?
No, she just sent a picture because that's free.
Thank you, Rob.
Very little effort.
It is a new year, boys, and we're a couple of weeks away from Valentine's Day, so let's take a look at the best I agree. Rob and I are one unified front on that.
God,
holiday.
I hate it.
Let's look at the best cities for dating in the U.S. Because who knows? Maybe Subwhat is looking for a fresh start.
Yeah.
A website analyzed the 110 largest U.S. cities to determine the best cities for dating, considering stuff like dating opportunities, cost of living, quality of life, and interest in dating.
And horny women.
Let's go from 10 to 1. Buffalo, New York at number 10.
Hey!
How about that? St. Louis, Missouri, number 9. Washington, D.C. follows that. That's a good city.
Washington, D.C., yeah, I guess, because everyone is just...
Singles.
Yeah, singles. Lots and also singles. Very, very transferable.
Atlanta, world. Georgia, another transient,
I would love
dominated.
To take you yeah. on a date to the Coke factory. No. Coca-Cola.
Let's have sex.
Based in Atlanta, you see.
Let's see. Cleveland, Ohio. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Boston. Oh, you know what? Late summer, early fall in Boston. Just drive around the city.
Yeah.
For a single guy, like in his early to mid-20s, hallelujah, what a city.
But for a guy in his 50s, don't try to climb the steps at your sister's house.
No, don't do that. They're vertical houses. Number 2, this is going to be a good opportunity for someone that might be on the rebound. But he's not. He's got a lady now, right? Is that right?
Mike,
I don't know.
He might not. He's not dead. I know that. And
Pittsburgh,
everyone has
Pennsylvania,
eyes.
Number 2.
I'd like to take you to Heinz Field.
You will never, ever, ever guess number 1. The number 1 city.
Oh, I can.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Catonsville.
No,
not right?
Not.
No? No?
Is it
is it Lovettsville?
It's Rochester, New York, one of our former great
Rochester.
Affiliate cities, WHTK, up in Rochester, home of Brother Wheeze.
That's
who's also
right.
podcasting now, I believe. So there it is, Rochester, New York, because it has all those nice categories.
Yeah.
How about that?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think Rochester, you know?
I would love to date Brother Wheeze in Rochester.
So would I. Amen. Yeah. This month, the Department of Health and Human Services announced drastic changes to the CDC's vaccine schedule, slashing the number of diseases that it recommends U.S. children be routinely vaccinated against from 11 to 17. That follows the CDC's decision last year to reverse its recommendation that all kids get the COVID-19 vaccine. On Monday, the American Academy of Pediatrics released its own immunization guidelines. Go with that one, please.
Yeah, please.
Which now look very different from the federal government's. The organization, which represents most of the nation's primary care and specialty doctors for children, recommends that children continue to be routinely vaccinated against 18 diseases, just as the CDC did before Robert F. Kennedy Jr. took over the nation's health agencies. Endorsed by a dozen medical groups, the AAP schedule is far and away the preferred version for most healthcare practitioners. California's public health department recommends that families and physicians follow the AAP schedule. That's the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the quote. As there is a lot of confusion going on with the constant new recommendations coming out of the federal government, it is important that we have a stable, trusted, evidence-based immunization schedule to follow, and that's the AAP schedule. There it is, and I agree.
Yeah.
So remember
that,
all right?
Don't question this. I know that 3 people last week got polio in Rochester from Brother Wheeze.
Yeah, and all that nasty, promiscuous dating.
Yeah, I know.
That they have up there. It's,
they call
terrible.
Him Two a Night Wheeze.
I'll give you a name for an actor.
Okay.
Probably a one-hit wonder as far as actor. His name, Quentin Aaron. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I've never heard of him.
He played with the Blind Side, that movie, The Blind Side, about the football player.
Sure.
He has regained consciousness after suffering a health crisis. Last week, The Blind Side star collapsed at his home and was rushed to a hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. On Monday, editors at TMZ reported that Aaron had been placed on life support and was being treated for a blood infection. And hours later, Aaron's wife, Margarita, issued an update sharing that the 41-year-old was partially barely breathing on his own. He opened his eyes today and gave a thumbs up, she told the outlet earlier this week. She noted that the doctors were still trying to source the cause of the issue. And here's her quote. He's showing a lot of improvement. We all have faith in God that he will walk out of here fully recovered. And what's the actress's name that was in the
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock was in that
movie,
too. Any
truth to the story that the reason he gave the thumbs up is they offered him more pudding?
Are you doing a fat joke about a guy that was in a coma?
I think
monster?
He's going to be fine.
You are such a monster. That's not nice. Neil Young. And by the way, the only reason I have this story is for you to enjoy one of my fabulous impressions coming up towards the end of this story.
Mike, that is what we like to call a good tease.
Neil Young is providing free access to his extensive digital archive to the citizens of Greenland.
Okay.
The move is in protest of U.S. President Donald Trump's repeated threats to annex the country, which has been fully recognized a part of the Danish state since 1953. Neil says, as a gesture of kindness, please take my music down, pick me for a heart of gold.
And
I'm growing old.
Stop the mimic.
Trying to think of, you know, you're the musicologist. I got Heart of Gold, Down by the River.
Rockin' in the Free World?
Rockin' in the Free World.
I hate to say this, and this is, Mike, as they say, and the kids say, this is a hot take. Not a fan.
Not a fan of Neil Young?
No, I appreciate what he's done in the business, but
Are you a Skinner fan, Rob? Is that why?
I do like Leonard Skinner.
Don't like that Southern man, big and racist. Leonard Skinner told him to go to hell. Southern man.
I like the fact that you can put him with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and then he's a little more acceptable. But as far as his solo work, not a fan. I'm sorry, Neil Young, Young America.
Neil Young sings the best of Black Sabbath.
Oh, no.
I am Iron Man. Neil Young and a collection of rock's greatest hits. Start me up.
How about Jailhouse Rock?
That's too old. I don't do Elvis.
Well, you're Neil Young. You would appreciate Elvis.
Love me tender. Teddy bear. All right, moving
oh,
right
that
along.
That was a good medium obscure poll. I appreciate that. That. Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney might be in trouble.
Oh, Mike.
Oh. Oh, thank you very much.
One of our big ones.
Wow, Linda. Oh, man. Because I love y'all, in honor of Josh's belated birthday, a $100 super chat. Thanks for providing the entertainment for this snow-stuck girl, Linda. Her $100.
Yay,
that
Linda.
Is it. By the way, you need to get another stager for the $100 super chat. That, something we can all sing along. The guy on Marshall Green on Chat Sports.
Yeah.
We got a 3-point goal. That he does a whole thing where all the hosts sing. I think we ought to have a special stager for Linda Herr and anybody who is generous enough to provide us with a $100 super chat. Do you have anything in your archive at your iPad fingertips?
Nothing that we would sing, I don't think. That's something very new that you've just sprung on me. But
let me see if I got anything in here.
We'll have to watch Marshall Green and take some tips.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Linda! That'll do it. That's it. I'll use it. I'll be the guy that does that for Linda Herr. Thank you very much. When you make a $100 super chat, you're going to hear this sound, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you!
The Michael Mara Show.
All right.
$100.
That's awesome. I love that. That's perfect, right? Okay. That's
I love
drama.
It. Yeah.
Why should we find something when we can leave it up to the jingle company to do it?
Jam.
Back to Sydney Sweeney. This is fake. She might be in trouble after she snuck up to the Hollywood sign under cover of darkness, climbed the letters, and hung strings of bras from them. Say what you want about this girl, but she knows how to stay on brand. Sydney had a camera crew with her, and she did it to promote her new lingerie line.
Yeah, when you're doing something secret and under the wire, you definitely want to bring a camera crew with you.
This is the line
and
of
send lingerie. Out that press release. I might get in trouble for this.
Yes, right. It's called CERN. S-Y-R-N. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce owns the sign, as well as the intellectual property rights to it. What?
Well, so you can't, like, make a T-shirt. Yeah.
And while she had permission to film it, she was not supposed to touch it, climb it, lick it, kiss it. No, I'm sorry, Matt. No, I'm sorry. She was not supposed to touch it, climb it, or hang unmentionables from it. They sent her a letter urging her to reach out to them so they can discuss an agreement for the use of their intellectual property. In other words, they want money.
Yeah, with all those bras up there. Yeah, with all those bras up there, I wonder if she caused any Hollywood. Am I right, ladies?
It's April for Euphoria, where we see a lot of Sydney Sweeney.
Yes, yes. She's going to be she's got an account where you can subscribe in the show.
Very, very, very exciting there. Not disappointing. A new museum just opened in Vancouver, British Columbia, called the Museum of Personal Failure. Have you gotten any correspondence from them?
Right. I've been there. I'm there for the opening. Are you kidding?
It is.
Come to the Spiewak wing.
It's a pop-up for now.
Right next to the First Lady's dresses. I'm all up there.
Permit. I'm right next to you, pal. The person behind it's is a guy called Avon Collins. He came up with the idea after a recent breakup. So a failed relationship, and he put posters up around Vancouver with the headline, Failures Wanted. So what's in the museum? Featured items include a dead plant, a divorced woman's wedding dress, failed art projects, an entire wall of rejected job applications, and a producer's album that never went anywhere. Each of these items in the museum has a write-up that explains the backstory. One guy just wrote a long list of his biggest fails in life, and that made the cut. He told a reporter that having his list of failures accepted into the museum felt like a success in a weird way.
That's really sad.
Avon says the point is to see what constitutes failure to an individual. And what looks like a failure in material form. It's also just a celebration of the fact that failure is okay. Everyone fails. It's the only way you learn and grow. And I don't want to make anybody feel bad that doesn't have kids, but to be honest with you, anytime I've had any setback in my life, I look at Catherine and Elizabeth and Michael and can't take that away from me. That's the W that no one will ever be able to
whenever
take away
I
from
feel
me.
Like I'm in a low spot and I feel like I've had failures, I look to my kids and they say, Dad, you're right.
All right, finally today, snowplow drivers across the U.S. have been working hard the last few days. Nice indeed. To know they're appreciated. Some idiot fired a gun at a snowplow that was clearing roads near Kansas City yesterday morning. Thankfully, the driver wasn't hit. Cops haven't released a ton of details, but it sounds like it was a road rage thing. It's not clear if the guy thought the plow was going too slow or what the deal was, Wade. It happened around 9 a.m. in Parkville, Missouri, just north of the city. He was in a black SUV and fired multiple rounds, then sped off. They eventually tracked him down to in the city. He was about 15 miles away. They arrested him. He admitted he shot at the plow.
Shot the plow.
Shot the plow, yes. By the way, shot the plow, shoot the plow was a thing. When I was at American University, there was this girl that was on the sixth floor, and she would do this thing called shoot the plow. Let me explain to you how it
please,
works.
Yeah.
So we would, no, you're supposed to interrupt me. That's
okay, no, Mike, you mustn't. No, I was too excited. You can't,
I know. You really thought I was going to say something there.
I thought it involved de-icing.
No, not de-icing. shoot the plow. See, here's what happened. My printer broke. Rob, that bit was, I was actually going to tell you at the beginning of the show, but I didn't have the copy. And so now, Josh, we may edit this in. All right. So this is how we normally do it. Rob interrupts me before I'm able to get to it. And it's a nonsensical segment. So he knows now that I've set it up the way I wanted this to go. Okay.
Okay.
By the way, we had a girl at American University who shot the plow. Let me tell you how it works.
Hey, don't do that.
That's it. That's the way it works.
Way, way.
No, problem is Creepy Rob was too involved in the story.
Yeah. I know. He wanted to find out what shooting the plot was.
Yeah, I was on the third floor. It wasn't that many flights to climb.
Perfectly normal.
Added to my list of failures at the museum.
Yeah, and then you leaned over your shoulder and said, come up here, Mr. Wood. I am officially declaring it to be stay home and get cozy with a bottle of wine season.
Yes.
All you folks around the country that are in outdoors because of the terrible weather, Naked Wines is for you. What is it, you may ask? I'll tell you. Well, thank you. It's a wine club that directly connects you to the world's best independent winemakers, so you can get world-class wine delivered straight to your door. Use the code TMOSA at nakedwines.com and get $100 off your first order. Six bottles, $39.99. We talk about that a lot. You can't get a better deal. How do they do it, you ask?
Mike, I have a question. How do they do it?
I will tell you, or so. Naked Wines brings you amazing wine straight from the winery at up to 60% less than what you would pay in stores. By cutting out extra costs like middlemen markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you. And it doesn't come in a box. They don't skimp on quality. Uncork some happiness. Get the best wine at the best price with Naked Wines. Gave some to two bottles, actually, to a buddy over the weekend, and she loved it.
Mike, you are a hero.
Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS. Click enter voucher and put in the code TMOS for both the code and password. $100 off your first order. That's six bottles, $39.99. Shipping included. $100 off your first six bottles. Nakedwines.com/TMOS. Remember to use the code. We already told you. Password code. Password code. Password code.
It's important news, Mike. People want to get that deal.
TMOS, six bottles of wine, $39.99. You cannot beat that with a stick, with a big, dirty, hairy stick.
Gross. How to get hair on it?
Try it. Real quick. And feel free to just shut me down on this completely. Okay.
Okay.
But I'm here to tell you that even an old man like me, still I have desires like any normal human being, like any normal male. I do. Do the fires of passion rage in me like they did when I was a 30-something? No, they don't. That's father time, and that's just the way of the world. But the way I would describe it is that the frequency of moments is fewer and further between. But, you know, every 7 years or so when you get that moment, the moment is just as powerful as when I was a younger man.
I understand. Right? Yes.
And that's why when we were having a few adult beverages on the Friday night of the e-bike purchase.
And, yeah, I remember that evening.
Okay. Well, that same night, Michael was dining with us at our dive bar, having Buffalo Chips. And he went off to the.
I don't like Michael being brought into this story.
Well, he went to the little boys' room, Josh. So that's okay. Why he took a moment.
He's what is known as a storytelling device at this point, Josh.
Mrs. O'Mara looked across at me, covered her mouth, and said something very suggestive and inviting at the same time.
Like my body.
Like my body. So much so that, it lingered. It lingered until we got home. And
of mind, would you say?
Top of mind well into the next morning.
Wow.
But alas, the great tease that, nothing came to fruition, to speak.
As someone who's been married longer than any of you guys, and even if you add up all of Mike's marriages, I'm still married longer. Did you get the impression when that was said to you at Buffalo Chips that that would be a, was she bringing up a debt that might be paid that night?
Let's just say that there was a possibility, at least I thought there was a possibility of it. And because
did you make an effort? Did you make an effort to pay the debt?
I can explain it this way.
All right.
She does that, I think, occasionally to cover the situation where, well, I was so and so, I was in the mood and where were you?
That type of thing.
Because
okay.
She thinks that in the moment I will be intrigued and then it will just fade away. Well, it didn't fade away.
Was she going to use the alcohol as a tool there?
Well, I think I was. The bottom line is I was rebuffed.
Were you supposed to step up at the restaurant?
No. Who's the Who's the dirty birdie of all three of us right now?
No,
right?
I'm helping you out.
Right, the
You're
God help, Squad
this
guy.
Is helping.
The God Squad guy, look at him over here.
Of
you
course,
know,
yeah.
He's getting all ramped up over there.
I'm assuming you went home and sent Michael to bed right away. If it was top of mind.
If it's top of mind, he would have met her behind the pinball machine.
After we, he knows there's a pinball machine there.
I've been there.
It's too public. but after he got news, when we let him know that that we got the e-bike, he went to bed early because he had to be up for the tournament on Saturday. And that
and to be fair, it's not an e-bike tournament. It was a baseball tournament.
It was a baseball tournament, and then rebuffed in the evening. And then the next morning, due to modern science and medicine, I was even more ready and rebuffed again. That's all I wanted to say. Well, that's how I would describe it.
Grandpa's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, but Mike, is
him.
Not.
We get on the sexy. Look at him when he just comes alive, doesn't
but
he?
You know what? He probably had a hell of an evening, what with his birthday and dinner at Chili's.
Ah, that's right. That's a great opportunity.
We did not go to Chili's.
How was your birthday?
Yeah.
How was your birthday celebration?
Good. We went to the Cheesecake Factory.
That's got a big menu.
We went shopping and walked around. The problem is this cold front came in. So it was like 30 degrees last night.
Right in the evening. In the evening, and it went from, at least where I live, it went from 80 down to 62. And I know that sounds, Rob. I know where you are.
That's
sounds
cute,
like,
Mike. That's cute. It was 8
my
this
sister
morning.
Would say "F you" if I said that to her. It was 42 this morning. So we have had essentially a 40 degree temperature change in less than 12 hours.
I love the fact that if we had a 40 degree temperature change and made 40 degrees warmer, it would still be cold here.
Yeah.
So, Josh, what did you order at Cheesecake Factory?
Great
the
question.
Menu is
I want
huge.
To
know
too.
Yes. And I always get the same thing. I don't go there that often.
Okay.
So I get
like once a week do you go?
No, like
did
once a year.
Did you get the Minneapolis fritters?
No. I go with the barbecue chicken salad.
Oh, really? That sounds intriguing.
Yeah. They they make a really big salad.
How is it presented? Is it
in a bowl?
Anally.
In a bowl. Thank you.
It's a chopped salad. You have to like mix it all in.
And it's got a barbecue flavor to
it's got a barbecue ranch
the dressing.
And then corn, beans, chicken.
Oh, corn, Mike.
Tomatoes, lettuce.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And the missus, I know she doesn't like meat, so.
I think she had like a Beyond Burger, like one of the fake burgers.
Good stuff.
There's nothing better than when I take a big head of iceberg lettuce and mix it with barbecue sauce and ranch dressing.
Don't forget the corn, Mike. Put some corn in there. Now, was there a candled piece of cheesecake for your dessert, dessert?
No, I requested
Did anyone sing?
But I did get some cheesecake. No, I said no singing.
If I had known, I would have called. You know, Mike knows this. One
of
my
music? Do you have any happy birthday music, Rob?
Sure,
in your iPad?
Yeah.
I'd like to point out that he uses his iPad now after he got crap from that one listener yesterday.
That's
Rob,
fun.
Find your old iPad. Rob, do you have some birthday music in your old iPad that you still use?
I do, Mike. I also have a song called F You. Mike will back me up. When we used to have a larger staff on this show and we'd go out for a meal, I would often select someone in the show and tell the person that it was their birthday and make them bring out a dessert and sing to them without them even knowing that that was about to happen. I always enjoyed that. I thought that was a great
movie. I'm as you're talking about this and I'm remembering my, I was
that
very
iPad's
generous.
That's really great, isn't it?
I was, I was very generous to the staff on birthdays. I would present for a long period of time. Everybody got the same birthday. And what I heard, Rob would know better than I would. That's wonderful. There it is. Rob would know this better than anybody because I was the giver, not the receiver. But I understand they were very well received, the same gift that everybody would get.
It was always the same. It was always the right size.
I thought it was wonderful. Rob, could you share with Josh what I used to give all the staff members on their birthdays?
You know, whenever there was a birthday, you could tell because Mike would come to work about 5 minutes early and sit at a desk with a stack of his own publicity pictures and scotch tape, and he would make a card. And I still have a few of them somewhere. My favorite one is where it was a shot of him. And, turn the music off. It was you and Don. And you cut out Don's face so that when you close the card, it was the $20 bill face in there. And I was so proud of getting those.
Made him a money card. Yeah. I made him a money card and gave him $20.
All the time. And then to pay him back 1 year, I made him, and I believe it's one of the reasons they put some sort of filter on the computers in the Rockville building. I made him a Peter North-themed birthday card. And it was disgusting.
Oh, we've been doing this an awful long time.
But yeah, the mic cards were great. Sometimes they were lazier. They didn't fold.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the best ones were the ones you could open.
Yeah. Those were early on in the run, they were better crafted. That's for
sure. I'm sure the night before mattered as well.
Did you get any, Josh, did you get any gifts for your birthday? I did. Anything special?
I did. Kelly got me a new set of AirPods.
Oh, that's nice.
Mine had been acting up. So that was a great present. It's probably my most used thing anyway.
You know what I got last week for my AirPods? I got an AirPod case because we all have them in the house and they're confusing. So I got this little leather thing that they sit in. Doesn't that look nice?
That's very nice. That's very nice for your pods. Yeah. I have the headphones called the AirPod Max.
Yeah,
and they really are phenomenal. I've had them for a long time, but they have a mind of their own. They'll connect during the show and mess up my computer. They're all the way back in the living room. They have that, and then sometimes they'll just have a life of their own, and they won't connect, and I have to forget them and reconnect them. Have you ever had to do that with AirPods?
Of course. Where
you
forget this device? Yeah,
forget and reconnect. It's not fun. It's really
Josh.
Not
did
fun.
You get recognition from any of your children?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Did you?
No. I forgot about that. No.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Did
there's a lot of them that, you know, even just one would have been nice.
Would you
I did see Owen yesterday morning, and Owen told me happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, see, he's a nice kid. Owen's a sweet boy.
So now he's your favorite.
Yeah, right.
I've got a birthday gift for you. Would you like to share your Fiddler Crab story when we come back from the commercial?
Yeah, I think the Fiddler Crab story would be great for the next break.
Okay,
I love it. I love that. Let's
do that. We've got Fiddler Crabs in the news, ladies and gentlemen, coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Carla and her wonderful business called Dermglow Skin. You know, she's roaring on it right now, and she's got a lot of people out there that are really getting involved with peptides, and she's delighted. If weight loss has been on your mind, or you're just tired of the food noise, the cravings, and starting over every Monday, by the way, shot day for me today. Carla from Dermglow Skin, as you covered, through Dermglow Skin, you can access these doctor-guided weight loss programs that are designed for real life. No gimmicks, no judgment, and yes, payment plans are available. I have been on this medication for...
Stop it.
No, I'm sorry. I can't.
Do you still take the shots?
It's commercial. I can mess around.
She's not
going to
like that.
Do you still take the shots between your toes?
Ever since my arm just was shredded.
With your big Santa Claus belt tying off your arm.
By the way, she's going to be so pissed.
No,
I'm
sorry. It's a great product.
This is the position I'm in right after shot there. No.
Yeah. Call Carla and ask for the Requiem for a Dream special.
All right. Is it moving again, the camera?
No, your camera's fine.
All right. So, listen, this is great stuff. I know it is. It's worked for me. No gimmicks, no judgment, and payment plans are available. Now, I'll be honest with you about these medications. They are phenomenal. But when people think that you're going to take them and magically just do anything, you can't. This is the formula, and I never talk about it. But if you go to Dermglow and you get, say, tirzepatide, the medication that I've been on for a while, all I do to guarantee, and I mean guarantee success, is I log my food and I count the calories. That's it. Mm-hmm. And the thing about these medications is you're able to do that with ease. You are able to provide yourself with guidelines. And I think most people that are heavy have been through the drill a few times where you know what you can and cannot eat
sure.
to lose
I
weight.
Mean,
I think we've been
easy,
inundated with that, right?
It's easy to know how to lose weight. But I think the most impressive thing you've ever said about your tirzepatide is it's removed your urge to graze.
It is the food noise that is when I'm not on the tirzepatide, when I wasn't, it would always be, oh, I got to. And very weird, very, very out of control. And I think a lot of people are in the same boat. So listen, no gimmicks, no judgment. Payment plans are available. HSA, FSA cards are welcome. Getting started is easy. Just head to dermglowskin.com. Click the weight loss button. After a quick online process, medical approval, your medication will ship straight to your door. And while you're there, Carla just opened her brand new DermGlow Skin location. She's right here in Fort Myers. If you come down here to visit Southwest Florida, please check her out. She's a wonderful facialist, and she's
Walk-ins
got professional
welcome.
Skincare.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Shop in-store or online. She ships everywhere. DermGlowSkin.com. Check them out. All right, Fiddler Crabs.
Yes.
In the what exactly is a Fiddler Crab in the news?
Well, I brought a video because I thought maybe you wouldn't know exactly.
Yeah.
Fiddler crabs are about the size, the body is about the size of your thumb.
Okay.
And it's got one arm that's really big and then another shorter. They're like one big
a hermit
claw.
Crab?
Yeah, but they're not arms as much as their claws. One claw is much bigger than the other, and that's why it looks like it's playing the violin. It's a
Sounds
fiddler
crazy,
crab.
Eh?
And they this use thing it, is wild.
They use them for fishing. So here they are.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you will buy like a pint of them to go fishing.
From that guy?
Yeah. I didn't know Matt Bloom was selling fish now.
This guy is like digging and looking for them. But at the very beginning, you can see.
Are they common in your part of Florida?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because, I found them on the eastern shore. Yeah.
Okay.
So Owen had a bunch of money from Christmas. So he went and purchased a new saltwater rod. So we can go do some saltwater fishing. So he said, we need these fiddler crabs to go fishing. So we stop by the bait shop and we buy a pint of them.
What are you going to be fishing for in the saltwater? You're going to be fishing for snook, tarpon, redfish, mangrove snapper, sheep's head.
I don't know.
Hammerhead shark.
I am the driver. Okay. I plan, in fact, I take my laptop with me because my plan is to just work while he fishes.
I'm doing that tomorrow with my God, it's amazing how similar we are. I do the same thing. I'm not the fishing magician. I don't like it as much as Michael does. So taking him to the spot and letting him fish, I'll probably do the same thing, but I'll do it with my phone.
Mike, you need to watch the old SCTV where John Candy played Gil Fisher, the fishing musician.
So tell me about the fiddler crabs.
All right, so we go down to the St. Augustine Pier to let him fish. Problem is it's colder. There's a storm coming in. It turns out to be a lot colder than everyone expected.
Right.
So he probably only fished for maybe an hour at most. Not that long. He probably went through about five of the fiddler crabs.
Any bites?
Now, he said he got some bites.
Mosquitoes mostly. I want to tell you.
I think he got a small fish and then tossed it back. I at this point, I went to the car and was working in the car.
You didn't offer that trick of him where he gives you a small fish and you feed 50 people.
Not this time.
Are you doing? No. Are you doing religious?
He's doing Bible.
Shit?
Yes.
Yeah, and it would have been
Bible.
Better if I hadn't stumbled on it.
That's
what an ass.
But, that's great.
But no. So I left him and Kelly out on the pier. I went to the car because I was cold and I wanted to sit there and work on my laptop.
Sure.
And they came back probably 15 minutes after me because they also decided it was too cold.
All right.
And I'm already in the driver's seat. I'm not thinking anything of it. They're putting everything in the car. And I pull out and I'm driving and I hit a bump, and then Kelly goes, "Did check on the crabs? Was the lid on tight?" And Owen looks, we're in the Jeep Cherokee, so they're in the trunk,
yeah,
or the back
the
area,
way,
the
way
storage
back.
Area,
yeah,
the way back. And Owen looks over his shoulder and just starts screaming. And saying they're all out, they dumped out. Now I looked it up. A pint of fiddler crabs is about 80 of them. And he is screaming. Kelly starts screaming. I pull into the parking lot of this random hotel, and I go, they can't be all out. And I go and open up the trunk, and they're all out. There's not a single one left in the bucket.
That's
they
are so all, great. Oh,
they are
no.
all running around the back of the SUV. And as
Is
soon
it
as
just
I open up
the back at this point, have they found any other
As soon as
nooks
I open
and
up
crying?
The lid, they shoot in every crack and start climbing up and over the back of the
oh no
the back seat. And at this point, Kelly and Owen are outside of the car screaming, saying, "I'm never getting back in that car. Go burn it. Go trade it in."
So they are not only out, but they are moving.
Yeah.
They are loving the car. They are running around.
Well, Mike, for them,
crevice.
It's like this. They thought they were doomed, and now this is a miracle for them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. How long did it take you to rectify the situation?
But I've got Kelly and Owen, who are no help because they're both just screaming. Mm-hmm. And so, I grab a Publix like grocery bag, and okay. I put it on my hand like a glove, and then I just start grabbing them everywhere and scooping them and throwing them into the parking lot and just getting them all out of the car.
Excellent. That's good. They'll thrive in the parking lot.
Yeah, they're all going to die. I don't care.
You're killing them, essentially, but that's all right.
I'm not going to get them back in the bucket to then just die in the bucket.
Could you have gone to, like, a Sheetz and put 50 cents in the vacuum and just got them that way?
I could have, but I was nowhere near any of that. I'm in Old Town, St. Augustine. There's nothing like that.
Okay. Do you have an estimate of just how many you're going to have to pick up to be done with this ordeal?
75.
Okay.
God, that's
75. And I am. So first thing I do is I get all the ones out of the back that haven't escaped, and I throw them out. Then
or escaped.
Mike, they're running.
I understand.
Right. And pinching.
And clawing.
How long did it take?
I was probably there 10 minutes. But because maybe 15. Because once I got all the ones out of the back, I then found, there's a little cup holder here. There's four of them in there. Let me pick them out and toss them out of there. Then I have to fold the seats up and slide the seats around and check every crevice because I'm pulling them out of the crevices. It's going underneath every seat.
You move the seat forward or back, were any of them crushed quite by accident?
Every time I moved the seat, they would disperse. Every time I moved anything, they would run away, and I would try to grab them before they got away.
About
10, 15 minutes later, I think I have the house. I think I have it clear.
And you get home?
Well, they're hesitant. Kelly and Owen are hesitant to get in the car. So they're both inspecting with their phone flashlights to make sure I got them all because they don't want
to. Because they respect and love their father. Right. Yeah.
So then we get him in the car. Owen refuses to put his feet on the floor. His feet are up in the seat with him. Kelly is creeped out.
They're just fiddler crevices.
But I would. It's like worse than bugs.
But yeah, I suppose. I've got it all clear. They're all gone.
Are you 100% sure you've gotten them all?
You're never 100% sure.
Because, Mike, tell me if you've dealt with this. After a beach trip, and my kids were big for going down to the Carolinas occasionally when they were growing up, and they'd always come home with a hermit crab. Mm-hmm. The hermit crab would escape. We wouldn't find it until it began to smell.
I came home in the early 80s. I came home with some crabs. There was this waitress.
Fruit fritters.
And, of course, being a dad, I cannot help but on the drive home just sliding my fingers over in a little tap like something's getting Owen's ankle.
Oh, you kiss
or something's up on
that's
Kelly's
that's
shoulder.
Funny. That's
you
hysterical.
You can't resist that.
Mm-hmm. Right, of course.
So we drive home. All right.
Let him finish. No more questions. But we're running out of time here.
Driving home is when I think Kelly finalized the decision. All right, we're trading this thing in tonight or at least tomorrow. And we're getting rid of this car.
What did the car have to do with it?
Because there might be a crab left. In it. Yeah.
There might be a crab in it.
Oh, my God.
I assured them. Remember, the plan was always to trade this car in for the Tesla anyway.
Right, right.
So we've already been planning to trade it in.
Gotcha.
And our plan was always before the end of January. So it just bumped up a couple of days.
But with all the crabs gone, what did you have for dinner?
Right. Well, we went home. Everything fine. Next day, I go out in the car. I drive to Publix, and I find a crab. There was one still in there.
Was it alive?
I crushed it under the gas pedal. Oh, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure when it died.
That might, yeah. There's one, but that I found there it. More.
So mm-hmm. And then we could not trade it in because we did order a car, but it's a 3 to 5 week delay.
Okay,
so it'll get traded in eventually.
And all and our all,
yeah. and the car has a fishy smell right now.
And all Teslas so there might come. Be more there. All Teslas come with a case of Old Bay.
Which is, delicious.
Which is fantastic. That's very, very exciting. Well, yeah, I guess you won't be going fishing anytime soon, right?
And Josh, don't feel bad. The one that you crushed the next day at best was sluggish. It was probably dead, but it was at least sluggish.
Yeah. You can't.
All like, he had put, to, if he would have left the car, he had a chance of leaving.
Exactly.
You can't put those like in a pot and eat them, can you? They're too tiny.
Small. You have to eat them whole. Small.
Okay. Yeah. It's pretty obvious that a podcast is the fastest way to share your mission. Build trust and show the human side of your brand. Every business has a story. Who's telling yours? At the Podcast Warehouse, they handle everything. Gear, recording, editing, publishing, promotion, done. No tech headaches, no wasted time. You just show up. The Warehouse amplifies your voice. Podcasts drive results, stronger connections, real leads, and loyal clients. Whether it's an in-house podcast, a tool to promote your business, or just you talking about the things that are important to you. Every show custom built for your needs with studio quality audio and video, plus social clips, thumbnails, transcripts. The Warehouse handles it all. Your voice, our warehouse. It's not a platform, it's your production team, and it's a team that will personally care about your production. Let them build your podcast. Visit thepodcasterswarehouse.com to book your free intro call, because your story is too good not to tell. Call who?
Call
who, Rob?
I would imagine it would be reach out via video. Mike, that's an AI thing.
What happens when he gets on your team, buddy? Get used to it. There you go.
Hey, thanks for the support, Mike. Hey,
we are working
thanks
great.
Thanks for the copy, Rob. Thanks
yeah,
for
you're
the
welcome.
Proofreading. Thanks for proofreading the copy without a phone number or any information whatsoever. To book your free intro, call, because your story is too good not to tell.
Call
the podcasterswarehouse.com is the best way to do it.
Podcasters Warehouse, call the website. With your telephone.
Or open the door and just yell, and we'll be there.
To get all the information at the Podcasters Warehouse, go to podcasterswarehouse.com for all the info.
The Podcasters Warehouse.
The Podcasters Warehouse. To get all the information you need for the Podcasters Warehouse, go to thepodcasterswarehouse.com.
Thank you.
Where they sweat
hey,
the details.
I like that. Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Mike.
Listen up.
Top of the hour.
This is the XM Nation.
Yeah, you never f***ed that part up.
66. XM Radio. Another hour of music. Power. The Beatles.
Be fair, Mike. I've messed that up a lot of times.
You really, the jingle, you are, I would say, as far as percentages go, you are pretty, pretty close to 1,000% with that, you know, with that jingle.
Maybe.
You like it.
Mike, I mess up all the time. That's the thing. I like to spread it out.
Are you mad at me or mad at yourself? Mad at myself.
You know what? I'm going to send this entire show to the Museum of Failure.
Let's tell the truth here. You are working with Josh and both at the Podcasters Warehouse now. Both of you are kind of doing that. And, you know, I understand.
Well, we're doing it. And the thing that disappoints me is I wanted to freshen the copy but keep the message the same. So I employed artificial intelligence, which is something I don't like to do. And artificial intelligence told people to call. I should have caught it. I shouldn't have used AI in the first place.
So since you don't like to do it,
we'll answer.
I am so terrible today. It's like late in the show. And since you don't like to do it, is that the first time you've done it on the show?
How do you mean?
Go ahead. Play your video.
No. What really?
Since you don't like to use artificial intelligence for copy,
right?
Commercial copy, is that the first time you've done it on any copy on the show?
Certainly not. But I never like doing it.
Okay.
But sometimes, what's that?
What percentage of commercials would you say now are written with artificial intelligence?
98%, Mike. I know that's the answer you're looking for, It is not the truth at all. Okay. I'd say maybe, I've maybe used it on copy 20 times since AI has become a thing. That's what I would say. I don't like it. I don't like the way it does. Mike, I like to feel that if I can avoid typographical errors, the style of my writing suits you better than AI does for this show.
All right.
But I am a lousy typist and careless. And a little overweight and balding.
Stop it. Stop it. Please. You do a great job on this show. You're a very funny human being. You love your family. You are dedicated. You are here every day giving it 100%.
I don't have a there lot of feeling left in my feet. The vision is really bad.
God, I'm just busting your chops. Now you're making me feel bad.
Mike, well, that's not what I intended. Do you still buy most of your clothes from Lululemon?
Oh, my God. I'm wearing it right now. My balls hurt.
Well, you got to be careful, Mike. You got to be very careful if you buy from Lululemon. They do workout clothes, you see.
Yes, they do.
Oh, my God. Now you guys know I'm a huge Lululemon fan, but I also am here to always give you guys my honest reviews on things. It's not often that I have negative things to say about Lululemon product. But I do need to warn you guys about these. I barely bent over and they were completely see-through. You can see by my face, I was in total, utter shock. I did end up getting the tank because it fit really cute.
Did she have a rip? Did she have a rip in her Lululemon, like a run?
No.
This is the second time they've had this issue. They had it a few years ago also.
Yeah, that they're just making the stuff too sheer. So be careful, Mike, especially if you lean over backwards.
I say bring it on, Lululemon. I think we ought to see all the lemons.
Oh, and if they're lemons, yeah, look out.
Absolutely.
Rick Schofield, Mike, was intrigued by the Dr. Pepper jingle that we ran last week, the one that went viral because the lady sang it, and sent this to you. We can maybe use this.
Okay.
Michael Mara, baby, he's good and nice.
Is he, though?
Yes.
Thanks, Rick.
Can we do that one more time? Because I think his daughter is very funny.
That's wonderful. Yeah, she's the best.
Michael Mara, baby, he's good and nice. Doo-doo-doo.
Is he, though?
Yes.
I love that. Oh, that made me very happy. Thank you, Rick.
I think we've all watched the movie The Rip, which is the Ben Affleck, Matt Damon movie that was on.
It's pretty solid movie, in my opinion.
I gave it, you know what? When it gave me the chance, I didn't love it, but I liked it. I thought it was adequate.
I'm not going to argue with you about that. I mean, it was okay.
It was an agreeable 2 hours, a very predictable 2 hours. It looked very shiny, very glossy.
Right.
The shots of the money are fantastic. It's very exciting.
And I think that, you know, they probably played fast and loose with the true story.
Oh,
apparently, that's a true Miami story about a heist, and it was interesting, I thought.
I didn't buy it because I thought that Florida was more law-centric than that.
Oh, yeah. Drive out here for an hour.
But, Mike, what was funny is when they produced it, Damon and Affleck produced it, so they did a lot of media to support it. And this is pretty funny. You don't think of Ben Affleck as someone who can mimic other people. But he was talking about when they won the Oscar for writing Good Will Hunting, the Oscar for original script the year before went to Billy Bob Thornton. And here is Ben Affleck doing Billy Bob Thornton.
Before Armageddon came out, I saw him at the premiere, and he was like, "Hey, I saw you got that. You won that Oscar, didn't you?" I was like, "Yeah." I mean, so what, they give you like half an Oscar? It's like you only wrote half the picture, right?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. You know what? When they're together in particular, I think you get the real them. You really get them with they both, when they are doing an interview together, the guards come down a little bit.
Yeah. Because they're buds.
Yeah. And Matt Damon's a pretty straight ahead guy. You get what you say. But Ben Affleck, I think, with all the paparazzi and everything, he's a little on guard, but he chills. And, you know, they just look like a couple of guys would be fun to hang out with.
I think that The Rip would probably be a shell of the movie that it is if it wasn't for them and how good they are together.
Yeah,
it's very comfortable. And and there's a scene where they're screaming at each other.
Right.
And I looked at Carrie. I said, "Stop looking at your phone." And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Don't you think they're having a blast right there, just yelling at each other?"
Yeah,
it'd be tomorrow, like you and me being in a movie, Mike.
Tomorrow I'll have a review of another movie that's floating around out there I don't even know the actor's name, but it's a boxing movie, and I'll tell you all about it tomorrow.
All right, let's close with this. The pre-recorded flight announcements that you get on airplanes, I remember when they used to be live. Now they're usually like a video presentation.
Right.
And this website that I visit quite a lot called There I've Ruined It, they usually do musical things. They did What If Tupac did the warning for the beginning of a flight, and I'll go ahead and apologize in advance for the language.
Attention to the following important safety presentation. Sit your ass down, we bout to fly. Strap in, motherfucker, so you don't f***ing die. Click that shit, cross your lap snug. Not loose like a little bitch ass thug. Oxygen mask be dropping like it's hot. Help your own ass first, then give your homie a shot. If we hit the water, shit's about to get grim. Snatch that vest unless you wanna f***ing swim. Emergency exit, find a f***ing lights like a fat ass down, and you'll be alright. Now seats up right, don't try me, punk. Trade table stash like a get in the trunk. Light up a smoke, that's a dumbass moan. The f*** you think this is, 1982? Now shut your mouth and close your eyes. Thanks for flying the gates to sky.
You know what I love about that is, Mike...
That it was written by a white guy?
No, where's the melody? No, that's not what it... What I like about that is I was listening to that for the second time this morning, and that's when Carrie came down with the dogs, and she just looked at me and said, what are you listening to?
Yeah.
Like, that's something I'd be doing normally, right?
Yeah, if you have small children in the house, make sure you crank that up when that part comes on.
Well, you know Rob likes it because he's going to have to edit it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's 100%. Yeah, well, no, I'm going to have AI edit it.
Thank you. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening. Go to the Mike O'Mara store and buy some stuff. We got some t-shirts for Josh and Mike and Rob. And we got a little competition going. So we're trying to sell those, okay?
Buy the Rob shirt.
Yes, buy the Rob shirt. And also tell your friends to subscribe to the bonus show. This is the time of year to do that. Get it for the whole year and let us know. And don't get on and bitch about things, please. Just don't ever do that.
Be happy.
Leave and just leave.
Yes, just leave. Just go out. I don't need to know about it, all right? Just don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Josh and Rob, Mike saying so long, everybody.
Call now.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment.
And what excitement we have today.
Mike is very, very, very attractive.
What do I do?